Today, the Wall Street Journal editorial page expressed dark suspicions about why the loss of 380 tons of explosives in Iraq, missing since last December, should come to light barely a week before the election.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
One might also express suspicion about why the missing explosives should have been kept secret. The administration obviously has reason to keep bad news under wraps in this tense pre-election period. Some bad news it can't do anything about, like higher fuel prices and lower stock prices. But it can hold its own secrets close to its chest until, that is, someone inside is motivated to blow the whistle. Last year, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wrote in an internal memo that the administration has no way of knowing whether it's winning the war on terror, and he predicted a long, hard slog in Afghanistan and Iraq. The administration's gloomy assessment became known only after someone leaked it to USA Today. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, former top commander in Iraq, wrote in a memo last winter that the supply situation was so poor that it threatened his forces' ability to fight. Sanchez was replaced last summer. The memo leaked to the Washington Post last week. The administration, which has been scoffing at Senator Kerry's talk of a long war costing $200 billion, is considering, after the election, asking for $70 billion more for Afghanistan and Iraq. That would raise the total to $225 billion. Somebody leaked that to the Washington Post. Election or not, the administration seems unable to keep the lid on all its secrets. One can only wonder what things the public should know that it doesn't know yet. This is Daniel Shore.